was my father and I watched him die. I longed to hold him but I didn't dare try. I wanted to talk to him but I didn't know what to say. So I said I'd stay a while, then be on my way. They came for him on a Monday night, but he was waiting for a Pan Am flight, bringing my sister all the way from New York. He'd missed her childhood from about the time that she could talk. And so they talked about the missing years. He was at peace now that she was near. It was good and brave what she did that day. She freed his soul from the final fairway. And later that night he called for his maid to thank her for the home that she'd made for the 30 years since she was 16. He said, I'm gonna slip away now with Sister Morphy. We said goodnight, but we didn't know that it was goodbye within an hour or so of leaving him to wine and dine next door. He was breathing in the morning, but he'd left long before. We stood in reverence around his bed. That awful breathing full of dread tore at the silence of this terrible day. Until at 4 o'clock my father held his breath. The love of his servants was absolute. They dressed him in his finest suit. His African children unwilling to comprehend. Their eyes out of focus, unable to accept the end. I think of him almost every day. I wish to God I'd had the courage to say how much I loved him and to wish him goodbye. He was my father and I watched him die.